Let me show you briefly what I mean. Here we are in our B flat seventh chord, right? Tritonically alienated from the E natural that had been teasing us into tonality. And then back we go to our opening tune, the exact same notes, only now harmonized. But harmonized how? In D major, foiled again. The promise of E major has been broken. But wait, what's this? We are in E major after all, but only for a flirtatious instant. Back we go to our B flat seventh chord, into it and right out again. More chromatic side slipping, leading us into not again. Yes, the same B flat seventh chord. And yet again. Why this insistence? Why does Debussy want to stamp that B flatness so firmly in our ears? Because the promise of E major is now about to come true. And he doesn't want us to see it coming. He wants to prepare us for it as ambiguously as possible, as far away from it as possible. Therefore, on the tritone, B flat. And when it finally does come, a happy arrival, the opening tune is heard for the third time, but now clearly and beyond all doubt in our long promised and hungrily wished for E major. At last. And this is what I meant by a point of repose, an arrival.